All right, back here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode 54, of course, and J Rhythm Radio here in Providence, Rhode Island, all across the world. Did you know that, J Rhythm?
Yeah, we're getting global, you know. Good things happening. Obviously, you down south, you just interviewing so many good celebs.
Yes. You know, of course, you know, we can't have the windows open down up here, you know, and this is the third floor, of course. And, of course, this feels like Atlanta. I'm right at home. Anyway, bad joke, right? No. Anyway, this is now, this next segment is Drumline. This group, Drumline, at Everyman Lounge on Valley Street, this new lounge. You got to check it out, J Rhythm.
Yeah, haven't been there. It'll be nice. Great.
I did some stand-up comedy. You can find me doing some stand-up comedy with Roller Singing on my YouTube. Go to YouTube.com/TheDerekShapiroShow. And then, of course, Buddy Sansi walked in there from WPRO, 6:30 a.m. and 997 FM.
And now, not to cut you off, did you expect him to come in there?
No, I did not. I guess maybe he heard it on my website saying, ooh, you know, Derek Shapiro Show's performing, Roller's performing, you know, Roller's going to be doing some singing. So he popped in there. So I went in over to him discreetly, okay, when after Roller got off stage and says, buddy, I went on YouTube from Atlanta one time. I do check out what's going on up here. I says, I like your interview with Chaz Palminteri. You know Chaz Palminteri?
I do not.
He was in, he wrote The Bronx Tale, directed by Robert De Niro. So Buddy Sansi interviewed Chaz Palminteri, who also played an Oscar with Sylvester Stallone. And I saw that on YouTube, of course. I mentioned to Buddy, I says, you know, I like that interview. I says, you know, can I get an interview with you? And he said yes. And he works for, he's a political analyst for ABC 6 News here in Providence, Rhode Island. So I was very surprised he said yes for two reasons. Because I started off with Citadel Broadcasting, interning for Mike Butts in the morning. And some people I'm friends with over there say they can't do crossovers with other stations, but I think Buddy sets his own rules because he's a former mayor of Providence. And of course, I did ask a question about Family Guy because, of course, they use Buddy Sansi Junior High. I kind of got cut off because my tape ran out, but he kind of answers that. And just the tape, of course, you know, so my apologies. But this is he did some long answers. So this is first Drumline, then now Buddy Sansi here on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Right here over here in Providence at Everyman, and we're here with the Rock Star Life. Welcome to Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, so tell me about your music.
We write, like, all originals, mostly. Like, it's about life, it's about drugs, it's about sex, it's about cigarettes.
Awesome, both sex and cigarettes, you know? Of course, you gotta pay the high cigarette taxes, right?
In Massachusetts, it's, like, the worst. Like, that's why I'm moving to Rhode Island.
You live in Massachusetts?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that.
It's the worst.
So tell me, what parts of Massachusetts do you live?
Mansfield.
And what's your name?
Chris motherfucking Catani.
Chris motherfucking Catani?
Yeah, that's what I'm
okay, and what's your name?
My name's Ashes Torres.
And where are you from, Massachusetts?
I just moved to Massachusetts. I came from Puerto Rico.
From Puerto Rico. Oh, I like Puerto Ricans. Let's go. Come on. All right, what's your name?
My name's Zach Brock.
And where are you from?
I'm from Plainville, Massachusetts.
Plainville, Massachusetts. Very plain out there, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, it sucks out there.
And your last name's what?
Brock.
Brock, that's my son's middle name.
Oh, really?
Yes, did you ask me permission to have a middle name named Brock? I mean, last name named Brock?
I'm sorry, next time I will.
And what's your name?
Amy Harridan.
Amy Harridan?
I'm from the North Shore of Massachusetts.
North Shore, oh, okay, all right. So, you should name this group the two beautiful women, the two ugly guys, right?
Oh, shit.
No, I'm kidding. But anyway, so seriously, how do you all work together?
We're all friends. We all like music and we all work together. We play music when we feel like it and it all works out.
What's your own music about?
It's really, like, honest to God, it's like about life. It's about what we've all been through. It's about, like, life, like, for real, like, I wasn't lying when I said it's about sex, drugs, sure, rock and roll.
What's your song you're going to be? I'm sorry, go ahead.
Sorry, I was just going to say everything. Like, the first person in the group that has a feeling, we make a song about it.
Awesome. So what's the song that we're going to be hearing on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Definitely Big Shot. Big Shot's the one that's going to be heard. It's like the one
Big
single.
Shot.
It's about a girl.
It's a great song.
Yeah, it's about a girl, obviously. who like is out there and like out on the streets, and then she like is like rich and famous, but then she like goes downhill.
Awesome.
Something like Lindsay Wohler.
All right, well, Big Shot, we're gonna debut Big Shot right now. I'll lose yourself to Derek Shapiro Show. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Oh. All right, we have Buddy Cianci over here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, courtesy of WPRO AM, of course, and
99.7 FM.
Yes, and ABC6, of course.
Of course, ABC6.
Yes, yeah. And of course, you know, used to be Mayor of Providence of this great city. We miss you, Mayor, of course. And it's an honor to have you on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here. Yeah, it's the city of Providence is a great place. It celebrates diversity. It celebrates the wonderful way that people can come together and really enjoy a city. You know, a city is a place that has to, you know, you got to feel it, and you have to understand it, and you have to know it, and you have to love it. And cities like this one is one that really and truly came alive because we never knocked our old buildings down. It was historic preservation that we really were part of back in the 70s and 80s. And then, of course, we were very much involved with making sure that, you know, in order to be mayor, there's like five things you got to do. You have to make sure the city's safe.
Yes.
And number two, you have to make sure that people have jobs, have affordable housing. And number three, have a cultural and artistic, feeling for the city. And then, of course, you have to have a good educational system. But I believe that the most important thing is that the self-esteem of a city is so important. People believing that they are something that they didn't believe in the past that they could be. They couldn't achieve it. And I think that we were able to do that when I was in office. We were able to get people to believe that the city was a lot better than what they thought it was.
Right.
And moving the rivers and building the mall and fixing the train station and building a new train station and believing in historic preservation. Because I always felt that the city's history was its future.
Right.
And that's why we didn't knock a lot of buildings down, and we put historic preservation tax credits in so the people, developers, could fix the old buildings. And of course, the zoo is one of the finest in the country.
It is.
And we did a lot of work on that. But you know, the city of Providence has a great future. The only problem is that financially we're in tough shape.
Right.
You know, pension system is in chaos. The taxes are high, and on the east side, especially the city, which is the biggest taxpayers in the city. They I don't know how much more they can take. But I have a great future as far as the belief in the city. And I think that the city is going to stay. It's been here a lot of years. It's going to be here a lot more years. And I think the change in the city is terrific. There's a lot of young people who moved in the city because of the arts district and because of the way that we treat artists in our city. And I always felt that the artists were an economic generator for the city.
Right. Well, you know, with the economy this way, you know, what's one thing that we need to do to get better in the economy, like Obama or the future governor of Rhode Island, maybe Link Chafee or whoever? What do you think we had to do as a community to get better with this economy?
I think I understand who we are and understand that we can't keep paying the big numbers that we're paying out. It's not sustainable. We don't have, for instance, Link Chafee, who just brought him up, wants to raise taxes. I don't think that people want to raise taxes anymore. I think that that's the stupidest thing to do.
Right.
If you want to generate income and you want to generate individuals who can invest and create jobs, you don't raise taxes.
Right.
I think Chafee has made a big mistake. And I also think that education is a wonderful thing. That kids in our city can go to school, and parents have got to be involved in that. And they can, without question, experience the magic of the classroom. And now the race for the top, the $75 million that we all worked so hard to get. You mentioned Link Chafee. Link Chafee had said today, as a matter of fact, on the news that he doesn't think we should take the money, the $75 million.
Sure.
I think that would be a big, huge mistake.
Right.
And I don't believe that Chafee, with his increase in taxes and his refusing money from Washington, because that money would go to Arkansas if it
sure,
didn't come to
exactly.
us. So I think that would be a bad thing to have him in office that would lead us down that path.
And what about Mayor Cicilline running for congressman?
Well, it looks like he's going to win, although, you know, the Tea Party movement is made up of three different groups of individuals, conservative Republicans who basically are fed up with overspending. It's also made up of individuals who never were involved in politics before,
mm-hmm.
who basically frankly never voted for it before in many cases, and they're concerned with the high spending. And of course, it's made up of people who were Democrats and Republicans who feel that both their parties have deserted them. The right. Democrats feel that big government and big liberal government is not in their pecking order, and then the Republicans feel that the lobbyists and the elitists have taken their party over. So sure. So you got three different groups of people. Now, I don't know if it's going to make that much of a difference here in Rhode Island, but you understand that Cicilline won the race for the Democratic endorsed candidate right. For Congress. But you remember the voting shall I say pool is different
right.
in the primary than what it is in the general election.
Right.
For instance, in the primary, 22% of the vote came from Providence. In the general election, only 11% will come from Providence, but 45% will come from the Blackstone Valley.
Really? Now I got to ask you some later questions.
You got to understand that. You know that's sure. a whole different. That's a whole and a lot more people will vote. And remember, 66% of the people voted against Cicilline in the right. Democratic primary. He only got 63% voted against him, and 36% voted for him.
Well, I got to ask you some later questions now. Change the subject.
Go ahead.
Just two questions. One thing, when people actually, you know, say to you, Mayor, I miss you being mayor, and I want you to be mayor again. What does that make you feel?
It makes me feel good. And they did polls, and the polls showed that if I ran, I could have won again. But, you know, let me tell you something. There's a time and a place for everything in life.
Exactly.
And I was mayor over four decades.
What a great job, too.
Thank you. You know, we moved rivers, we built malls, we improved the zoo. We had a very low crime rate in those days. In addition to that, we also did some other wonderful things. We embraced historic preservation, and we raised the self-esteem of the city to levels that people never thought they could achieve. You know, used to be when people were in airports, people would ask them, you know, where are you from? If they were in Cleveland or someplace, they used to say, I'm from Rhode Island. Now when we were at our height, they would say, well, they're from Providence. They were proud to be from Providence. And so, you know, I mean, where's the city going? You know, I love to be part of the renovation of the Performing Arts Center. They wanted to knock that down. In Trinity, we saved them about, I don't know how many times we saved them.
Exactly.
Oh, you know, and the arts is very important, are very important to the stamina of the city and really the dimension of the city.
And of course, it continues on the other side of the tape. Of course, and I asked Buddy about Family Guy, and you can hear the rest on my YouTube, but this is how the rest of the interview with Buddy Cianci went, the longest running mayor here in Providence, Rhode Island, and this is how the second part went.
One of the, you know, I don't get anything from Family Guy, but I did have Danny Smith on my show, my radio show on WPRO a few months ago. And, you know, I guess that it entertains a lot of people. But one of the things that I love to do is sell pasta sauce, and I don't get any money from it. But what I have done is over the past, I don't know, maybe 15 years, we've supported 250 kids who have gone to college.
Right.
When you buy that pasta sauce, it fuels the funds that we have. And, you know, I raised that money when I was mayor with golf tournaments and all kinds of things. And then we supplemented with the sale of pasta sauce. And you're in Stop and Shop and
exactly.
Dave's supermarkets. And
you can get it down south in Atlanta, too.
Yeah, I guess you can. But, you know, we picked up some of the tuition for 15 kids.
Sure.
And they're all kids who are minority kids, kids from Providence. They have to be, you know, needy, and they have to have, you know, some degree of opportunity for success.
Sure.
And I don't pick the kids. The school department picks the kids, or the guidance counselors do.
Sure.
And so I just go raise the money, and I love doing it. And we sell that pasta. So buy that pasta sauce, the mayor's own marinara
sauce.
Thank you very much. It helps kids.
And can you just mention, this is Buddy Cianci, you listen to the Derek Shapiro Show.
I always listen to the Derek Shapiro Show all the time.
Thank you very much.
Of course, that was Buddy Cianci, the longest running mayor here in Providence, Rhode Island. Of course, he gives Mayor Cicilline a lot of slack, I think. Just the other day, I was listening to his show, Buddy Cianci, over on WPRO, in the car, of course, and he was saying, some more violence in Providence, like another murder, of course. I mean, do you think, Jerry, you live in Providence now, of course. I've been out of Providence, you know. Do you feel that Providence is unsafe?
It's not that it's unsafe. It gets a bad rep. Like, Providence is a great city, well, diverse.
Do you think it's better when Buddy was in office, or do you think it's better now when Cicilline's in office?
Well, I don't want to get into all of that, you know.
Me not either. But I have both these people on my show on the same show now, you know.
Yeah.
So Providence is going to be listening, you know. Providence has to be listening to the old mayor, and Cicilline won't be on David Cicilline, the current mayor of Providence, won't be on Buddy's CNC show. But I got them both on the same show. See, I'm Derek Shapiro, right?
But like I was going to say, it's, you know, it's whatever what you make it out to be.
Exactly.
I mean, it's not a bad city. I mean, there are certain areas where you have to be cautious, and that's where any place.
Exactly.
But to say it's a bad city is just overreaction from, you know, closed-minded people.
I'll put it
in those terms. I don't want
to... Even Buddy lives in the city still, you know?
Yeah, I don't want to, you know, like, offend anybody.
Exactly.
We'll say closed-minded people, you
right,
know? They're
right.
just in thinking inside the box. I'm not saying to just wander off in any old neighborhood, but, I mean, obviously there's certain areas that you have to be cautious.
With any city, yeah.
With any city, but to say that it's not a bad city. It's a great city.
Exactly.
Providence is thriving.
Exactly.
Cool.
Well, we have the mayor of Cicilline coming up too, but let's see on the email. What's on the next show? I mean, the next part of this show after Buddy CNC, of course. If you go on my email, we do have the song coming up.
Because I'm the man, and
yes.
Derek is not in order with his stuff. We got Drumline.
They
have a song called Just Think.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm anxious to hear how that is. I haven't heard it.
Yes.
But I'm sure it's a great song. And then, let's see. Then up after that is Coast 93.3.
Yes, WSNE. And then will come, let's see, Vilma Grassi. Oh, actually, Vilma Grassi comes up first. Actually, I'm sorry. Then Coast 93.3. And then we'll go right into, what's after Coast 93.3, Ashley? I'm sorry.
Well, that was for the AIDS Walk interview.
Okay.
Which is a great cause. Then we got the Better Unknown YouTube.
Yes. Well, Ashley, when we'll play the Better Unknown from you. Oh, yes, we do. You can play it from, I guess, our YouTube if you can afterwards. Because they didn't send us a track, but they were great, and we sponsored at the AIDS Walk. So what we'll do is the Vilma Grassi interview, then followed by the Coast 93.3 interview.
And then we'll just go into Diversity.
Diversity after that.
With the Sweetest Hangover.
And who's in Diversity, by the way?
That would be yours truly, another producer, Mondo. Shout out, great.
Yes, Mondo.
And Rola, just a group that we put together. And, you know, with us three spearheading the whole project. Wonderful
yes.
music. It's been 2 years since our last project, so we're long overdue to get back to
yes.
together.
Well, here's Drumline now here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Yeah.
We're back here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, J Rhythm Radio, episode 54 with Kirk Cameron coming up on deck, of course. This next segment, of course, is the Vilma Grassi segment. She's a model. She's my former friend. Well, she's still a friend. She's a friend from high school. Then we're going to Coast 93.3. I taped it, of course, with that. And then we'll go into the AIDS Walk segment. Of course, I'm not going to play the Better Unknown. You can find it on YouTube, this song. Because they didn't send me a song, so I'm sorry about that. But you could find this song on YouTube, Ambitious 80 Films Rollers, or they're not on my YouTube yet, I don't think. But I will put on my YouTube from the performance from the AIDS Walk that day. But here's how this is right now.
All right, we have Vilma Grassi here, the model. My longtime friend of Derek Shapiro, Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. So tell me, Vilma, what is your modeling all about?
Well, since I was 5 years old, I wanted to become a model. That was my lifelong dream, and now I'm finally pursuing the career in modeling.
And as a model, what models do you look up to?
Nadia Bajorlin, Chloe Lane from Days of Our Lives, Tori Spelling, who played Donna Martin on 90210, Jenny Gott, who played Kelly Taylor, and Tiffany Amber Thiessen, and Brian DeTillo from Days of Our Lives.
And where do you like to model now?
Well, I do work. My photographer comes to my house and does my modeling career here and posts them on Model Mayhem. But I have a big job coming up in Cape Cod, Hyannis, with a big producer model guy that can get me in, Ken Lawson.
And why do a lot of people like your modeling pictures?
Because I'm very photogenic.
And as a model, who do you look up to in the music world? This is a music show, so who do you look up to in the music world?
Jessica Simpson.
Why Jessica Simpson?
I just love her.
Now, you like her music. And in addition to that, who are you compared to in the modeling industry?
Well, I did a test, like an online test, and they said that I'm a match between Nadia Bajorlin, Chloe Lane, and Kirsten Storms, who played the X-Bell on Days of Our Lives.
And so how far do you want to take this? Do you want to be an actress too?
Yes, I want to get on Days of Our Lives. I'm hoping they bring Brian DeTillo back. I would love to be his on-screen wife.
So if he's listening to this right now, because we have California fans right now, okay, what would you want him to hear?
That I love to, like, work with him and Nadia Bajorlin on the cast of Days of Our Lives. That's my lifelong dream.
All right. And so where people can find your information, how can people get in touch with you if they want you to model for them?
On modelmayhem.com.
And then can they type in your name?
Yes, they can.
And type in Vilma Grassi, right?
Yes.
All right. And do you have any other contact information you want to give out to the people?
Facebook.com, Vilma Grassi at yahoo.com.
All right. So people want to email you. And let's see. And that's it. Well, I do thank you, Vilma Grassi, for being on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show today.
Thank you.
Yes.
Hi, this is Vilma Grassi, and this is Derek Shapiro from the Derek Shapiro Show.
Tommy's Lounge in Kentucky to benefit the AIDS Walk, of course. And Neil
this
Anderson,
is Coast 93.3, George A. Castro.
And I'm right following the AIDS Walk at 12:30 this afternoon. Roland and I are emceeing a concert at Water Place Restaurant. Water Place Restaurant is right where the Water Fires is, of course. In downtown Providence, and Roller's going to be singing there this afternoon at 12:30 on today, of course.
Well, I was hoping that you would brought me one of the CDs, but maybe next time send me one because...
Well, next week.
Next week, okay. Next, they'll be coming back next week. Right here on Minority Monitor, I'm talking with Derek Shapiro. He's talking about his programs, his role, his charming, gorgeous, lovely wife who is involved with Ambitious Records. And they have a lot of things taking place. And no stranger, they've been with us, and it's always a pleasure, honor to have them come on the radio and let you folks out there know what's taking place, what's going on. Besides the Mount LD affairs and other activities, we also have Derek Shapiro and his lovely wife, Rola, coming on, talking about a lot of things. I'm glad you mentioned something, J-A-Z-Z. What is that?
Yes, Jay-Z.
Jazz.
Oh, well, excuse me, jazz, yeah. Jazz, Ella Fitzgerald, so many people that I look up to, you know, because like I said, they've paved the way for, you know, singers like I, and they're the greats. You know, music nowadays, it's pretty good. You can find some pretty good tunes, but those are my mamas and my papas, Nat King Cole and Miles Davis. And
that's me.
You know, yes, yeah. Like, those are, that's real music, y'all. For everybody listening, that's grown folk music. I'm not as old as people listening, but I've listened to these people, and that's real music, y'all.
And you should sing one of your acapellas that you sing, like you could hear her sing on her YouTube.
Okay, of course. This one now, okay, is the AIDS Walk segment, of course. Karen Adams, because she's retiring at the end of the year, of course. Link Chafee, who's running for governor. I asked him about Buddy Cianci, what he says, the negative comments. Mayor Cicilline. At the end of it, okay, you want to go on the YouTube, of course, my YouTube channel, /TheDerekShapiroShow, because Cicilline tapped me on the shoulder and says, you shouldn't give props to Cianci because you give him too much credit. And Nick, Ronnie Picotti, Nick was out. And, of course, Neil Anderson. And this is how this went. Right now, I'll lose out the Derek Shapiro Show. J. Ledham Radio.
All right, we have Karen Adams back on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Welcome back.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yes, of course. What does the 25th anniversary mean to you for the AIDS Walk this year?
Well, it's amazing to me that for a quarter of a century we've been fighting this disease, and I don't know that we're much more advanced. We are with some of the medications, and life expectancy is much better than it ever was. But we're seeing a huge outbreak of STDs that can also lead to other problems. So I don't know. It's amazing to me, but I'm glad to see that we've moved it to the State House so we can make a greater voice. People will hear us, and it's nice to have it here.
Exactly.
I think it's really important to have it here.
And, of course, you're being heard around the world, you know, from other states. What do you want other states to know about this AIDS work?
I want other states to know that we in Rhode Island are united in this fight, and it's brought together people of all walks of life, of all ages, of all genders, gay, lesbian, transsexuals, you know, it's everybody coming together because it's everybody's fight,
sure.
Everybody's concern.
And of course, I heard some disturbing news. You're going to be retiring from Channel 12 in Fox Providence.
Yes, I am. I'm retiring at the end of the year.
Yes, and what are you going to be doing when you retire?
Well, I'll be doing some traveling, but most of the time, everybody had this misconception that I was leaving Rhode Island. I am not leaving Rhode Island. I'll be spending a little time different places, but my home is still going to be here.
So is this going to be your last year here at the AIDS Walk then?
Oh, I don't think so.
No, so you could be here next year again, too?
I hope so,
okay.
Yeah.
So when you do some
travel. Pulling on Oprah Winfrey.
Yes.
You gather up all your media, you set up your broadcasting company and stuff, and then you're out.
Exactly.
No, well, first of all, I don't have Oprah's money, or her media company, or her people. I don't have any of that stuff. Just me.
So when you do some traveling, you got to look us up in Atlanta, you know? And by the way, I interviewed another Karen Adams back in Atlanta,
by the way. I know there's a Karen Adams that's a broadcaster.
Yes.
I know that, yeah.
Yes, in Atlanta, of course. And it's just great, you know, to have you back on my show again this year.
Well, thank you for having
yes.
me. It's very nice. What
yes.
a great day we have
exactly.
today.
Exactly. And we're going to miss you on Channel 12 in Fox Providence, you know?
Oh.
There's no one other like you than Karen Adams, you know what I'm saying?
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Yes. You have a great day today.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank
good luck
you
to you.
Much.
Thank you. Good luck to you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Give her a kiss.
All right, we have Ron and Picotti, of course. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Just interview Karen Adams. And, of course, Nick is traveling today, huh?
Yes, but it's a shame he's going to miss a beautiful day. It's a great day for a walk.
Beautiful for a walk. It looks like you got a lot of people here, so it's going to be a great day. There's a lot of support, and Can't wait to get started in about 20 minutes.
Yes, and what does this 25th anniversary mean to you guys?
25 years, you know, we started the walk 25 years ago. I think there was maybe 50 or 100 people here. And unfortunately, we were hoping by this point in time we wouldn't have to have the walks anymore. Exactly. And that was the goal. We've lost a lot of friends through the years. Everyone that you talk to mentioned someone that they've been touched by that's either been lost or is suffering with AIDS today. So we're just hoping today that the turnout helps us get that much closer to a cure.
Yes. What does it mean to you?
I think that it's, again, just to mimic what he said, that it's, or echo, I should say, that it's just an unfortunate situation that still has to happen. But the good part about it is that this thing is preventable. So if they get enough people educated, then they can make this go away. Exactly. Unlike certain types of cancers that it becomes more difficult, sure. This particular case, it's 100% preventable.
Sure. And this walk will end by like around 12:30. We're going to be at the Water Place restaurant, of course, and people could go to the sleep centers, of course. Yeah, a lot of sleep centers now, huh?
Oh, yeah. They're all over the place, and people like to be close by so they can come out and get comfy. But also, you know what they've got new this year, too? They brought in one of the testing vans, which is right here.
Really?
So if people want to come and get tested, it's free. It's right out front, 5 minutes, and they can get tested. So the walk has really evolved over the years to truly be another extension of Family Services and Rhode Island Project AIDS to help people suffering with AIDS.
Well, thank you very much for losing yourself at the Derek Shapiro Show.
Thank you.
Our pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, we have Roll over here, who's one of the sponsors, of course. Getting an AIDS HIV test. Why are you doing this?
Because I've never been tested, and I want to be, I finally took the time to do it. It's something that should be done anyway.
And what does the 25th anniversary mean to you of this AIDS walk?
Great, because I've been a part of this for some time now.
All right. And what's your name?
Eric Boyd. I'm program manager.
And what does this mean to you by doing this HIV test?
Hey, it's the best thing ever. Best thing since sliced bread. Everybody needs to know their status.
Exactly. What kind of sliced bread? Wheat or white?
Oh, definitely white bread. That's what I grew up on.
Thank you very much. Of course, Mayor Cicilline, honorary chairperson of the AIDS Walk, of course. And he's shaking hands right now. The city of Providence, of course. And, of course, he's taking pictures, of course, here at the AIDS Walk. Providence, Rhode Island. What does the 25th anniversary mean to you of the AIDS Walk? Oh, hold on one second. What does 25th anniversary mean to you of the AIDS Walk, of course, today?
Well, again, this is a reminder that this fight against our fight against AIDS is not over, that we have to continue to raise awareness, continue to raise money for advocacy and research. This has been a struggle for 2.5 decades, but it's very important to use this walk as an opportunity to remind people that we have not beaten back this hideous disease, and that we have to continue to work on finding a cure and finding better treatment and doing good research and being sure that those living with HIV and AIDS have access to quality healthcare services, and that we as a community have a responsibility to continue to keep up the fight.
Sure. Is this your last year being honorary chairperson? Because the new mayor, of course, will be honorary chairperson.
That's a decision the organization will make.
Yes.
But this is certainly my last year as mayor of this city.
Of course. And what does this mean to you about running for Congress? I mean, you know, are you nervous about being in this new role? And how does this feel to you?
Well, I mean, I'm running hard. You know, I have 38 more days from the campaign. But certainly one of the issues that I would be a strong advocate for is good HIV and AIDS policy in Washington, being sure that we devote federal resources, you know, substantial federal resources to this fight, and being a great advocate for the ending HIV and AIDS in the world.
Sure. And are you going to miss Congressman Kennedy in the office, of course?
I think we all are. I mean, Congressman has been a great member of Congress, not only for Rhode Island, but has been a great leader for our country and been a champion on issues of health and children's health and mental health parity and many important issues of social justice, and has been a really important leader for Rhode Island and for the country.
Sure. I have major respect for you. I happened to run into the former mayor, Cianci, of course. You know, what he says about you, what do you have to say about what he says, you know, all this negative stuff, you know?
You know, I don't pay attention to that stuff.
That's
I
good.
Focus on the important issues and the work that we're doing in the city. I'm very proud that we've moved this city forward, and I don't look back.
I am very respectful of you, and I'm just so proud to have you on my show again, time after time.
My pleasure.
Thank
I gotta go back
you very
on
much.
Stage.
Yes, thank you. Of course, Lincoln Chafee back on Lose Yourself, the Derek Shapiro Show. Remember the last time when I interviewed you, right?
Yes, where were we, down at Quonset?
No, but down at Brown University before,
that's right.
2 years ago now.
Okay, you came to my office.
Came to your office. It's been a privilege to interview you again. What does this mean about running for governor now, and how do you think your chances are now?
Well, we're standing right below the dome of the State House, so all Rhode Islanders know who's at the top of that dome, and
yes.
That's the independent man. And it's way overdue that we have an independent in the governor's office.
Sure. And of course, back 2 years ago when I interviewed you, I asked you about you running for governor, and then you said no at the time. What changed your mind between now and then and now?
I think the terrible plight of Rhode Island, the high unemployment, budget deficits, and my experience as a mayor is well suited, as well as my time as a senator, to get Rhode Island back on track.
What is one major issue that we got to get Rhode Island back on track?
It's getting people to work and keeping our young people from having to move out of Rhode Island. That's just not right.
Sure. And now, of course, all the negative things that Cianci says, of course. I interviewed him this past week, actually, at a thing. What do you want to say about his negativity?
Well, he's with Frank Caprio. He's supporting Frank Caprio, pretty obviously.
Yeah.
So, Buddy mixes the viciousness with the humor very skillfully.
Exactly, exactly. Well, I do thank you, Lynn Chafee, for being part of the Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show. Much respect that Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show has for you. And I do thank you once again.
Thanks, Derek. Maybe thank we'll next interview 2 years from now will be in the governor's office.
Exactly. Thank you very much. All right, we're at the Better Unknown, of course, from North Providence and Warwick, of course. Welcome to Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And tell me about, what's your first name, by the way?
Eric.
And you're the lead singer, right?
Yes, I'm the lead singer.
The Derek and Eric Show. No. so, of course, you wrote the song especially for the AIDS walk today.
Yes.
The song is called?
Just Think.
And you going to send me that track?
I will send you that track, yes.
Okay. And that's just you solo or the whole band performing?
That was just me solo, but I'll send you other tracks if you want that we have.
Okay, send me that solo and send me the whole, what's another song you can send me from the whole band?
I can send you To Feel Alive, Seven Digits. We got,
To Feel Alive, okay, To Feel Alive. And right. The song called you sung today at the AIDS Walk again? It's called?
The song I was performing today, Just Think. It was Just Think. Think. Yes.
And so, tell me, what was the process of writing that song, Just Think?
Well, I wanted to write something that pretty much told people, help each other out, when you're in need, and to aware people that, just don't get it, or, just to aware them so they don't get sick,
Do you know anybody that died of AIDS or has AIDS?
No, I don't. I don't.
And how'd you do your research for the song?
All stuff I learned at school.
At school? Okay.
At school, yes.
And how'd you all come together as a band?
Him and I, Eric and I, were in another band about a year and a half ago, and the former guitar player,
he left.
He didn't want to stick around, so he picked up a guitar. About 2 hours later, calls me and says, hey, I wrote 2 songs, let's go find a drummer. And so we met up with my buddy Derek.
And you're Derek?
Yeah.
Derek and Eric, wow. And how do you spell your name?
D-E-R-E-K.
Just like me, okay, awesome. Two Dereks, we gotta sit together, right?
Yeah.
All right, so who are your influences?
Mine personally, a lot of the 90s punk bands like Green Day, Nirvana, Offspring.
The same. We both like the same stuff.
And what about you?
Well, I started off playing Korn, and my biggest influence is Neil Peart from Rush. And ever since I joined the band, I started listening to Green Day and AFI and stuff.
Awesome. Well, thank you much for losing yourself to the Derek Shapiro Show today. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Take it easy. My last interview over here at the AIDS Walk, of course, wrapping up the 25th anniversary, is Neil Anderson, the event coordinator.
And
that's right. Of course, I disturb everybody. I disturb everybody.
Hopefully, you don't have any of my teeth here.
No,
but
I
disturb everybody from Kirk Cameron to Neil Anderson. I'm telling you,
So, oh, Kirk Cameron, huh?
Yes.
All right.
I disturb him all the time. I'm telling you. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and of course, T.I. I mean, that's why he went back in jail to get away from me, So tell me, the 25th anniversary of the AIDS Walk, what does this mean to you?
Well, for me as the event coordinator, it started out as a job planning an event, and it's become something where I'm much more connected to the actual issue. It wasn't just planning an event for me. I have the privilege of working with a lot of young people, and those kids mean so much to me. I've made my career doing educating youth. And as I've become more involved with the issue of HIV and AIDS, I've learned that 13 to 24-year-olds are the most at-risk group of becoming infected by AIDS. So, and what makes that sad is that HIV is 100% preventable. The general public is largely unaware. They subscribe to myths and stereotypes about the disease, such as it's a gay disease, such as it's it's a drug user's disease, such as it's an African disease. And it's none of those. It's all of ours. And young people are most at risk. What surprises a lot of people is that young ladies are two times as likely to become infected as young men at ages 13 to 24.
Why?
So it's become more than an event to me. It's become something that I really want to speak out against. What makes it sad to me is that you don't choose if you get cancer. You don't choose if you get multiple sclerosis. And I don't think you choose if you get HIV. But you can choose not to get it.
And one of the ways you can do that is by getting a condom, of course. Of course. Safe sex, of course.
Of course. I always like to say, especially to the young people, I like to tell them abstinence first.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like, honestly, I mean, I promote that. But if you are going to have sex, it's more than just a condom. There has to be some understanding about the disease. There has to be some understanding about why it's important.
Now, also, one other thing, you're on another radio show, of course. I want to give props to you. The Neil Anderson Show on 1380 AM, right?
Yeah.
WNRI. Yeah. Every other Mondays, right? 7 p.m.?
You bet.
7 to 8, of course.
7 to 8 every other Monday, beginning this Monday. Of course, Derek, you're going to be a guest on my show,
yes.
along with Rola.
So that'd be cool. You'll be on my show, I'm on your show. That's
all right.
Awesome.
I like that.
Well, thank you very
like
much
that.
For losing yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being a supporter of AIDS Project Rhode Island and of this walk.
Yes.
It's really appreciated. It's really needed. The walk doesn't end here. We've got to keep on walking. We've got to keep spreading the word. We've got to keep on educating, advocating, raising dollars. And it's my hope that we will not celebrate a 50th anniversary of this walk.
Yeah, that's my hope as well, too, you know?
And how many events do you say that about, man? Most
exactly.
things you want to be like, oh, yeah, man,
exactly.
I want to do it again and again
exactly.
and again. This one, I'll be happy if we don't have it next year.
Exactly. We'll just have a concert just to promote the end of it, you know what I'm saying? You
I like
mean?
It. That, no, that I'm... That,
that's
that,
what I like. That's
absolutely.
What I like, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, thank you very much for losing yourself to the Derek Shapiro Show. Neil Anderson.
Thank you, Derek.
Thank you.
Ashley, that's Better Unknown is the one, the band I mentioned before. I guess the other band who I mentioned, who I interviewed with Buddy Cianci, that's the band who didn't send me the track. Because I think the title they gave me in the email that they gave me wasn't clear. So now it's Better Unknown, which is Just Think. That's what we'll play now, of course. So... so that's we'll play now. And of course, if you go back to the email, J Rhythm, I think another song's coming. Diversity, right? Is You, of course.
The Sweetest Hangover.
The Sweetest Hangover.
Great song.
And then we'll play. And then we'll go to the interview with the one and only Galina Koupsova coming up next. Here on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show.